Okay, I'm about to blow your mind. Inc.com just produced an article stating about 92% of people don't achieve their goals, which is a crazy statistic. But I think we've all been a victim of that mindset on talking about setting up a goal and then having a goal set up and then we fail. But why is that? On today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, I go in depth on how to establish a SMART goal, how to follow through your SMART goal, and most importantly, a secret ingredient that will help you to achieve your SMART goal. So, grab a pen and paper, and let's dive into it. What is going on, my wonderful and most talented listenership? Welcome to session 44 of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, my name is Byron Pringle, and I'll be your podcast host and business coach. I'm here to help you create the lifestyle you've always dreamed of by identifying your goals, crushing your limited beliefs, but most importantly, creating a future filled with possibilities. Before we get started on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, I want to give you guys a friendly reminder. If you guys are streaming this on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, please leave us a rating or review. Your ratings or reviews helps our podcast be seen more organically by more people. So if you can do that, I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. Also, side note, Kristen is off this week. And, you know, it's been kind of a crazy summer, I'm not going to lie. We haven't been producing episodes last few months, and I want to just say that we spent the last couple months trying to get her positioned here in Iowa, so she is here now full-time in teaching, so we are extremely blessed here. So, and we just spent most of the summer just kind of reflecting on our goals and what we wanted to achieve, and I actually went about and hired a coach for my business because coaches need coaching. And so that from there, I've been building my online business since. And, you know, with Wednesdays coming out with brand new episodes of our podcast and September 1st being on a Wednesday, I wanted to put out a new episode and moving forward, being able to produce new episodes every Wednesday. So I really want to get back in the routine of putting out new episodes every Wednesday. Also, on a side note, I am having a business session every third Wednesday of every month. So what that means is I'm going to have another coach, a affiliate marketer, or a entrepreneurial or a leader of some sort come on the show to share their experience and their input and their story to help motivate you and lift you up, because that is what we're here for here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. So the business edition of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast will be the third Wednesday of each and every month. So I'm going to do my darnest to get a guest speaker on the show. So let's go ahead and move ahead with this week's episode. So today we're talking about goals. And the one thing I want to talk about specifically for goal setting is that goals are a bit overrated. Now, you might be saying, well, that's kind of contradictory to what I've been coaching and what I've been kind of preaching. And when we talk in terms of goals, and I've been the victim of this mindset on setting goals by telling myself, hey, I'm going to do this, and I make a mental note, or I might write it down on a piece of paper, and then that's as far as I get with my goals. And I think a lot of us, we're a victim in that mindset, because when we talk about goal setting, we think about just making a mental note, writing down on a piece of paper, or even maybe going as far as, you know, say for example, if you want to go to the gym and lose weight, and you're say, hey, you know what? I'm going to the gym Tuesdays and Thursdays every week. So two nights out of the week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to the gym. And then you go to the gym Tuesday night, which is great. You also go Thursday night, which is phenomenal. But then you just kind of fall off, kind of fall short. It's very similar to what I see as a business coach on New Year's resolutions. People set New Year's resolutions and they have great intentions. And then somehow they always tend to fall short. And that's why a lot of people, when they talk about the health and fitness niche, people are going to go to the gym starting first of January, and the gyms are always packed. And for those who do go to the gym often, that's listening to this podcast, I'm sure they'll agree with me. Usually January and most part of February, it's very hard to get a seat or a bench or whatever in the gym. But if you go back to the gym first March, it's almost kind of like a ghost town. And the thing is goals are great. Goals help us level up our position in our life because they make us strive to do more with what we currently have. But going beyond goals, there are something called a SMART goal. So what we want to talk about today briefly are SMART goals and how to implement SMART goals, and also what we're going to do beyond establishing a SMART goal. I'm going to share a secret, a tip on how you can, after you implement your SMART goal, on how to become a better version of yourself much quicker by utilizing SMART goals. But this one little secret, this one little ingredient is going to help propel yourself in the direction that you desire to. So let's go ahead and break down SMART goals. So S stands for specific. Now, the one thing I do want to share with you, a couple weekends ago, my oldest son, we were sitting at the table and we were having breakfast. And we were sitting there, we were eating, and we were talking. And then I asked him, I said, hey, because he's 14, I'm like, you're going in high school, and what do you want to do when you get out of high school? I mean, that's a legitimate question. That's like, what do you want to do beyond high school? Do you want to go to college? Do you want to go in the workforce? What would you like to do? And he just looked at me and he said, well, Dad, I think I want to become a YouTuber. Perfect, right? being a father, I encourage, YouTuber, he has some sense of entrepreneurial inside of him, like me, and which is great. But then I asked him, I said, well, what do you want to do as far as being a YouTuber? And he sat there and kind of looked at me and he's like, well, I guess I don't know. The goal is to be a YouTuber for him, but it's not very specific. So it's like when I coach my business clients on starting their affiliate marketing business. You want to be an affiliate marketer? That's great. Well, what kind of niche? What do you want to do with affiliate marketing? Well, that's a good question. That's a great question, because the goal is to be profitable, or for my oldest son's sake, he wants to be a professional YouTuber. Well, we need to figure out and identify and be very specific on what we want to achieve. What does that look like? And that reminds me of a story I shared quite a few times here on the podcast about an archer. And so I can put you next to an archer, like a world's top class archer, and he can use his bow and arrow and he can shoot that target and he's going to hit that darn thing every single time. You might not. I know I wouldn't. To be fair, I would not be able to hit the target. I think last time I've ever did any sort of archery was back in like eighth grade. And that's been so long. And let's not talk about that. That's depressing. But if I would take that archer and would blindfold him and spin him around, you would have a better chance to hit that target than that archer would when he's blindfolded. And the reason why I mention that is because at that point, the archer can't see where he's shooting. And it's like our goal, if we're not specific enough, if we're starting a business and we don't understand our desired clientele or our specific niche that we're targeting, then we're just shooting, you know, arrows whichever way and hoping that we're going to hit the target. So with SMART, the S stands for specific. So you got to break it down, and it's going to make hitting your goal so much easier. So for an example, when we talk in terms of weight loss, if I want to lose, if I say during New Year's, my goal is to lose weight this year, and say if I weighed 200 pounds at that time, the following year, my friend comes up and said, "Hey, did you meet your New Year's resolution that you set last year?" And I stepped on the scale and I'm at 199. Darn right, I did. Doesn't really seem like a lot, right? But however, because you weren't very specific on your goal, you did in fact met your goal. You did in fact lose weight. So that's why it's so important to break down your goal as specific as possible. So then you know exactly where your target is in how to hit it. When we move forward from S to M in the SMART acronym, M stands for measurable. You need to be able to measure progress. And I think a lot of people, they get so discouraged when they're talking in terms of starting at 200 pounds. Let's talk about the weight loss thing. So I'm at 200 pounds in January, and then I get on a scale and my goal is to be at 150. So I'm going to plan on lose 50 pounds. But then I get on the scale in February, I'm at 198. And then in March, you get on the scale, you're at 196. And then you get a little discouraged. But then if we lay out a map on how we're measuring this, so if we're measuring this every single month, or, you know, I would honestly try to break it down every week. But when you look in terms of length and you see a gradual decline in your weight, then that brings more of a sense of purpose. It brings more light to your goal. It's the same way with your business. A lot of people, when they get into the affiliate marketing space, they say, "I want to make all this money," but then they have a dry season, or dry month is what I refer. And typically you will see a few dry months when you first start. Heck, you may have some slopes, ups and downs in your sales. And that's just common in every business. But if you're telling yourself, "I want to be at $10,000 a month," and you're not measuring your progress, it's going to be hard to see where you're going, because your predictor for your future moments are best measured by your past performance, if that makes sense. So if you want to see where you're going a year from now, look at where you've been a year ago. Well, you know, if you're fighting addictions, if you're, you know, trying to build a business, or if you're trying to lose weight, you know, when you're measuring progress, you can look at yourself and said, "You know, I may be 10 pounds lighter today, but a year ago I was 10 pounds heavier." Be sure in your goals to track progress, measure your progress, utilizing benchmarks is what we call it in affiliate marketing, is to measure progress from point A to point B. So therefore you can say, "Hey, this is a good month. However, we didn't do so well this month." So then we can analyze that month to see what we can do differently. Another thing we want to move on to talk about here is the A. And when we talk in terms of SMART goals, usually the A out of the entire acronym is often overlooked. And the reason why I say that is when we see, is the goal achievable? Now you may say, "Well, yeah, I want to achieve it. Duh. Like I want to make $10,000 a month. Of course I want to lose 50 pounds. You know, of course I want to build a better relationship with my partner." But do you have the necessary tools and resources to help levitate yourself to that point in your life? So it's not so much internally. You know, obviously your mindset plays a big part in that, but do you have the proper tools and resources to help get you from where you're at now to where you want to be at in a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it might look like? Because if you do not have the proper tools, then you're not going to be able to achieve that goal. You guys do know about me. I have worked in the restaurant space for nearly a decade. So about 10 years working as a restaurant general manager in a variety of different types of fast food in casual sit-down restaurants. And this reminds me of a story when I actually managed a McDonald's in the Des Moines Metro for a few years. When I took over, the employees were very frustrated. And I had a little powwow with some staff members. I said, you guys seem like you guys are really frustrated. And he's like, well, our old general manager, he would post these targets. I'm like, well, that's great. But he wants them done at a set amount of time. But it's hard for us to do that when we don't have the tools. So it'd be easier for us to accomplish these goals if we had the proper tools and the resources to do so. So if you think about it, if you step back, it's hard to, again, like build a house if you don't have the blueprints to build the house. It is not attainable. Make sure that when you go after your goal, make sure it is attainable. Because if it's not, it's going to be almost damn near impossible to achieve. Which leads me to my next point here, and R in the SMART goal, is it realistic? Now, for me, sky's limits. The sky is the limits for me, because I'm working on scaling my business to $10,000 a month, because my goal is to have my girlfriend retire from teaching, so therefore she can spend more time with me. My goal is to help more people to escape that rat race, because I spent 10 years just waking up the butt crack of dawn, coming home so late that I was so exhausted. And, you know, speaking in terms of having kids, you know, if you're a mother and a father and you're working one or two jobs that are eating most of your time in your day, I know there's plenty of times I'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to work before my kids would get up, and then come home super late when my kids are asleep. And I was like, you know, this isn't a lifestyle for me. And that's when I fell in love with entrepreneurship, because I want the freedom. I want the flexibility. I want the ability to spend more time with my family and to put myself in a place of comfort, because I was not comfortable where my life was heading if I continue to work 60, 70 hours a week. And so when we talk in terms of being realistic, we need to say, okay, we can't quit cold turkey at our job. I can't just up and quit a $50,000, $60,000 a year job and build this business on the side. You know, maybe in 6 months, I can then build enough revenue in my business to step down or accept a lower position. And that's what I did. When I left the restaurant space, I quit the restaurant space and I got a part-time job because I was building revenue more and more and more. So I needed more time dedicated to my business. The revenue that I was bringing in my business offset my full-time income, quote unquote, what I would have made in the restaurant space. When we talk in terms of being realistic on money and income in your house, it is important to ensure that you have enough money coming in, you're taking care of your family and your expenses and being able to put food on your table. So in another scenario, when we talk about weight loss, going back on, hey, you know, I weigh 200 pounds and I want to go to 120 pounds. Okay, that's 80 pounds. That's quite a bit. And I want to do it in 6 months. Ugh, might not be possible. You know, it's not very realistic. You know, I'm not a fitness expert. I'm not a health expert. So, you know, only someone that is licensed and is a professional can advise you on those, you know, those steps. But I would say that would not be as possible. But if I say, if I want to lose, you know, 8 pounds a month, that's 2 pounds a week, well, then I'd say that is possible. So if you figure out, you know, in the course of 6 months, you know, if I'm losing 8 pounds, you know, you've lost over 40 pounds in 6 months. And then you can use your SMART goal to measure your progress. It is attainable because you are setting time on the side so that you can work out and etc. So make sure that your SMART goals are realistic. Don't set yourself up for failure out of the gate. Make sure that you come out with a realistic plan, and that is, again, going back on the A, achievable. And then finally, with the T, make sure that you set a time frame. Now, this is one thing that a lot of people, when they set New Year's resolutions, they say, hey, I'm going to, you know, lose so much weight, and, you know, and I'll get to it when I get to it. Like, okay, you know, you got the gym membership, and you're planning on going to the gym Tuesday nights, like I mentioned earlier, but you're like, well, you know, I said I'm going to lose, you know, 40 pounds this year, so I've got plenty of time, you know, and yeah, there's not really a time frame, a reasonable time frame, I should say, that's stapled around your SMART goal. So make sure, say, okay, you know, in a month, I want to lose 8 pounds. So that's 2 pounds a week. So now you have a time frame, 8 pounds in 1 month. Every week, you're going to lose 2 pounds. So therefore, you can hold yourself accountable. Put time frames in everything that you do. So therefore, you can measure with time with results as well. Make sure your SMART goals are set up. They're specific. They are measurable. They are attainable. They are realistic. And they have a time frame. So the one thing I do want to add before we conclude today's episode is that secret ingredient. Now, if you are trying to achieve a goal and you are working with a SMART goal, the best advice I can give you is to hire a coach or have a mentor or an accountability partner that's going to hold you accountable to your goal. So what's important for you to do is, say, for example, if you have an accountability partner, and again, I do not advise a spouse or a close friend or, you know, a family member, just because I don't want them to allow you to slack on your goal. And that's why I say that individual should be, you know, it could be a friend, yes, but you need to let them know out of the gate, hey, if I come at you every Monday, and if I'm not 2 pounds lighter, I need you to smack the hammer down on me and say, why? And don't accept any kind of BS excuse. Hey, you only lost a pound this week. Well, guess what? You're going to have to lose 3 pounds this coming week to offset that differential. You know, same way with building your business. Hey, your goal is $2,000 this month. You only hit $1,500. Why? Well, next month, you're going to hit $2,500 to offset that $500 that you missed out on. Make sure you have an accountability partner. Again, have a mentor that can help guide you, or a business coach. Now, the reason why I mention this is either one will help you collapse time. With a business coach, a mentor, or a real good accountability partner, they're going to hold you accountable to your time frame. So if you say in 6 months, I'm going to do this, you are in fact going to be there in 6 months because you have someone there, not so much holding your hand, but guiding you and holding you accountable. And they're not going to feed in your BS excuses. So utilize your SMART goals, hire a business coach, have a mentor, or have an accountability partner in whatever you're trying to achieve, and go out and make a positive impact in your life because you deserve it. So that is all the time we have on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If you found any value in today's episode, please, again, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or streaming this on Stitcher, please leave us a rating or review. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Coach Whip Iron. If you're looking at starting an online business or trying to get out of that rat race, your 9-to-5, because who wants to do that anyways? Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. I'm going to post daily tips, and I am accepting one-on-one coaching sessions for serious clients. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of every single episode. Make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys and we greatly appreciate you guys. And we'll see you over on next week's episode. Take care.